Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Diane Conklin with the Mussy Grade Road Alliance, a community group in Ramona that has been outspoken on representing the interests of residents and ratepayers on wildfire issues. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Today, we're going to be talking about a very big issue, a $379 million issue to be exact, that ratepayers could be footing the bill for. Now, what we're talking about is a California Public Utilities Commission hearing that's going to be held in Escondido coming up on Monday at 2 o'clock and again at 7 o'clock. And the issue is they're going to be hearing testimony on whether or not San Diego Gas and Electric Company, or SDG&E, should be allowed to charge ratepayers for their uninsured losses during the 2007 firestorms. So, Diane, give us a little bit of background for some of our younger listeners who might not remember those firestorms.
There were a number of fires in San Diego County, three of which CAL FIRE found SDG&E equipment responsible for.
Can you tell us what they were like?
Yes, the firestorms that came through San Diego, there were three fires, the Witch, Juajito, and Rice fires, were some of the largest fires that ever have occurred in San Diego. They did not exceed the Cedar Fire of 2003, but they burned over 200,000 acres, killed two people, and burned some 1,300 homes. The fires combined were ignited by SDG&E equipment, and the total cost for all of those three fires was $2 billion.
Yeah. Now, we should clarify that SDG&E never actually admitted guilt to that, but CAL FIRE did conclude that it was SDG&E equipment that caused those three fires. Now, SDG&E has settled a lot of cases individually with some of the fire survivors. There's a couple of cases still in court. They had settlements with the city and I think the county of San Diego. And much of their losses were covered by their insurance, but not all of that. And so it's the uninsured portion that they're looking to charge back. So if they're successful in getting the PUC to say that it's okay for them to charge ratepayers for this $379 million, Diane, have you done any calculations? How much would that work out to per household, on average?
Yes, according to the calculations we've done and according to the number of ratepayers there are in the San Diego Gas and Electric Service Territory, it would be about $280 a household.
That's
the total amount. The bottom line is, though, that it wouldn't just be that. I have been an intervener at the California Public Utilities Commission for 10 years. I started in 2006. Our issue for the Mussy Grade Road Alliance is fire. That my husband, Joseph Mitchell, who is a particle physicist and works in software today, has become an expert at the commission in fire, and we have put in testimony on this particular ask by SDG&E. And what we're concerned about is, even if $280 doesn't sound like a lot, and it is a lot to a lot of people, the main point is that if SDG&E gets $379, almost $400 million from the ratepayers for fires ignited by their equipment, then the doors will be open to SDG&E asking for another round of money for the next fires that may occur. And we are very concerned that this will cause a moral hazard problem. It will mean that SDG&E will be less, not more prudent, and we think it would be a very bad idea for the CPUC to allow this to go to be paid to SDG&E.
I've heard the argument also that potentially not only SDG&E, but all energy companies would sort of be disincentivized from trying to make things safer and preventing not only fires, but things like gas pipeline explosions or methane leaks like we saw where they had to evacuate the entire town of Porter Ranch in the LA area for months because of that. If they can just charge ratepayers back for something that was arguably caused by negligence or inadequate maintenance, however you want to phrase it, where is their incentive to actually spend money up front to make things safer and not have those kind of catastrophes occur?
Yes, that is a major problem, and we are concerned that SDG&E may come in on Porter Ranch and ask for more money.
The Porter Ranch problem was a Southern California Gas issue, which is a sister company of SDG&E, not SDG&E itself, although both are owned by Sempra.
But the real problem here is that the CPUC has been in some ways captured by the utilities it regulates. You don't have a lobbyist up there every day. We don't.
Right.
We're a small grassroots group. And the influence that the utilities have is immense. However, we defeated them in 2012 because they teamed up with Southern California Edison and Pacific Gas and Electric, all the big three in California, to try to put together a scheme by which they could collect money without any scrutiny or practically any scrutiny, and also to charge for the money for the fires in 2007. And we defeated them along with other people. The city attorney Mike Aguirre was involved. We had the other consumer groups involved.
Yeah.
And fundamentally, we won.
I remember that hearing. Supervisor Diane Jacob was there, who will be sending a staffer on Monday to speak out against SDG&E's latest proposal, by the way. And as you say, Mike Aguirre, former city attorney, many fire victims. It was very emotional. Back then, SDG&E called this the Wildfire Expense Balancing Account, or WEBA. It was the same idea of letting them charge back for the uninsured costs of the fires. And it was very moving. People came in, fire victims, carrying, you know, burned rubble that was all that remained of their house, and talking about family members that had been seriously injured or who died in that fire. And the PUC voted against the SDG&E proposal. So what's different this time? What makes them believe that at this hearing in Escondido next Monday that the result would be any different? Have they changed anything about the proposal? Do they have some new reason why they're suddenly saying they should be told yes when they were told no to the same idea before?
What they have is a lot of lawyers, and they have a lot of money to litigate against the ratepayers. And what they have are shareholders who don't want to pay the cost. So fundamentally, this is 10 years ago that these fires occurred. SDG&E is really hoping that the public, who is really responsible for having the result in 2012, doesn't turn out on Monday at the California Center for the Arts Escondido.
Diane, if people want to come speak out about this, and they want to show up at these two hearings on Monday, January 9th in Escondido, can you tell us exactly where and at what times the hearings will be held?
Yes. The hearings will be held January 9th, that's Monday, at 2 and 7 p.m. in the city of Escondido at the California Center for the Art Escondido. It's a convention center. It's going to be Salon One Room, 340 North Escondido Boulevard. And SDG&E is trying to come back 10 years later after the fires, hoping that people who really won the 2012 decision by turning out in the hundreds against that previous ask of $594 million, that they won't come this time. They are hoping that people have moved on, moved out, don't care. And we're hoping that your listeners will turn up at 2 or 7 p.m. that afternoon to talk to the assigned commissioner from the California Public Utilities Commission and the administrative law judge. These people will be writing the proposed decision and telling them why SDG&E should not get paid for fires it ignited with its equipment.
Okay. And if you want to speak, it's always a good idea to get there early and request a speaker card and make sure there are people from, you know, both sides that are there early and have equal opportunity to present their views. Now, in all fairness, SDG&E is not here today. This was kind of a last-minute interview that was scheduled when Diane called us up and asked for help to get word out on this. But we did speak with Hannah Eisenman, an SDG&E representative, who says that public safety is their priority. SDG&E's view is that the 2007 wildfires were natural disasters that affected everyone. And these include the worst Santa Ana winds the utility has ever seen, hurricane force in some cases. The company did have $5.6 billion in claims at first and says it's worked hard to reduce the impacts to its customers with the various settlements, bringing that down to $375 million, and that it should be able to get the recovery of those costs from the ratepayers.
Now, they've also invested in fire hardening, replacing about 7,000 wood poles with steel poles, and each year they're bringing in the giant air crane firefighting helicopter. They've also created the largest utility-owned system of weather stations in the country with 170 different stations so that the utility can pre-position firefighting equipment even before the winds kick up. And in addition, they've invested in helping 60 fire stations locally upgrade communications equipment. I've heard them make the argument that they've never actually admitted fault to this, although CAL FIRE did find them responsible. What would your response be? Why shouldn't they be able to charge back to the ratepayers and have them bear part of the responsibility for this, Diane, in your view?
Well, besides the problem that their equipment ignited the fires, there's also the issue that they are saying now that they wouldn't have known. They did not anticipate the issue of Santa Ana winds and an electrical spark from equipment causing catastrophic fires. But our expert found out that SDG&E weather analyses going back to 1981 showed SDG&E knew. Yes, they knew that they could regularly expect winds gusting more than 56 miles per hour. And that's the standard to which SDG&E has built. Mm. But there's also a question of whether that's the correct standard. The main point is that there's no one in San Diego who doesn't know that we have Santa Ana winds, and that the utility itself must have been or should have been, and according to their own studies, did know that there was this potential for this kind of catastrophic event.
Yeah, actually, out in Potrero, the Harris fire that was also part of the 2007 firestorms, that one was not caused by SDG&E equipment. It was caused by something else. But there were 100-mile-an-hour hurricane-force Santa Ana winds out there. So a 56-mile-an-hour standard does seem low when we know that this area has a potential, not only in Ramona, but region-wide, to get these very high winds. And it only takes once, as we've all seen, to have a catastrophe where suddenly you've got 500,000 people evacuating region-wide.
Yes, it was a very expensive fire, and SDG&E only had $1 billion in insurance. So, and they collected some money from Cox, because Cox Cable was involved as well in the Guajito fire. But the main point for us regarding the CPUC hearing now is that SDG&E needs to know that the people of San Diego, their ratepayers, who are subject to a monopoly utility, have no way else to get their electricity unless they can afford solar. And solar is a big investment, costs a lot of money.
Right.
People can do it over years, but still, the majority of people are getting their juice from SDG&E. And that utility, it has to be responsible to the citizens and the ratepayers that it serves.
Yeah, we're already paying among the highest utility rates in the entire nation. I think that's worth noting here. To SDG&E's credit, what we have seen since those fires is they have made significant investment in trying to make their lines more fire resistant. We've seen them changing out a lot of wood poles to metal poles, as we mentioned, installing weather stations and monitoring equipment, really a state-of-the-art thing for the whole country, so that in the future they'll be able to know more quickly if conditions are conducive for fires, and so that they can find fires faster. They have their own firefighting helicopter and equipment. So we have seen them make some investment. I just wonder, would they have done that if they'd known ahead of time that, you know, hey, if there's a problem, we can just charge it back to the ratepayers? And I wonder about other utilities around the state or other energy companies. You know, look at Ocotillo, where they've had three wind turbines that either burst into flames, fell over, threw a blade off. How much incentive would there be for a company like the one that built that project to, you know, to worry about the liability if someone gets hurt, if they can just charge costs of negligent action or poorly maintained equipment back to the ratepayers?
Yeah, that's a very important point, because fundamentally, investors are countrywide. And so they watched the markets. The market was watching what was going on with the 2007 fires, believe you me, right after it. And the chairman and the CEO at that point was Donald Felsinger and of Sempra Energy, which owns SDG&E and SoCal Gas. The suburban enclave he lived in, the trails off of, at that time, off of Rancho Bernardo Road, actually had houses burned down there. Okay. So here's your utility burning down your neighbors. But the point is that we applaud SDG&E for the prudence that they have shown in the aftermath of the fires. They have a program called FIRM. It costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And that is the program where they're strengthening transmission. And they're also, by doing that, they're also, having the poles be more resilient. They're also getting into distribution lines and fixing those. And, I remember we went out with one of the commissioners in the past from the CPUC and looked out over from Santa Isabel. And he looked at the scene. He's no longer with the commission, but he looked out at the scene and he said, there's a lot of poles out there. Well, exactly right. San Diego County is one of the biggest counties in the United States. We go from the ocean to the desert. We go through intercoastal mountain ranges. And fundamentally, this is a very sophisticated market, but it's also a very rugged market. And it's really important that we be safe. And if we pay the utility, the monopoly utility, for their mistakes in the sense that their equipment ignited these fires, you know, but for the equipment, we wouldn't have had the fires, then we're teaching the market, not just here, but throughout the state of California, and then throughout the country, that, hey, the utilities, monopoly utilities in areas where there's no munis, there's no municipally owned companies, monopoly utilities can stick it to the ratepayer. If it happens in California, it's bound to happen other places. So we don't want that to happen nationwide either.
Okay. Listeners, if you've just tuned in, we've been speaking today with Diane Conklin with the Mussy Grade Road Alliance, which represents fire survivors in the Ramona area. And we've been talking about hearings coming up on Monday that the California Public Utilities Commission will be holding locally, considering SDG&E's newest proposal asking that SDG&E be allowed to charge back to ratepayers its uninsured losses from three of the 2007 firestorms that CAL FIRE concluded were caused by SDG&E equipment. And if this is approved, again, it could raise rates $250 or so per household, the estimates are. If you care about it and you want to come speak out, Diane, can you tell us one more time when and where these hearings will be held that the public can participate in on Monday?
Yes, it's going to be at the California Center for the Arts, Escondido. It's going to be in Salon Room Number 1, and the address is 340 North Escondido Boulevard. This is Monday, this coming Monday, January 9th at 2, and then again at 7 p.m. And the assigned commissioner from the California Public Utilities Commission, there's only five of them, and the administrative law judge are having this public participation hearing in San Diego. We fought, the Mussy Grade Road Alliance fought for this hearing, so you can tell them why you don't want to pay SDG&E for its fires.
Well, very good. I want to thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you.